Welcome to the Jazz Phenol School Podcast, episode number 150.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right, here it is, the secret to sounding like 70s Herbie. Now, tell me if you recognize this sound. Now, this is a chord voicing that you'll hear a lot on albums like Herbie Hancock's Headhunters, Sunlight, Thrust, a lot of great records coming out of that time period. And Herbie really codified this sort of funky sound in the 70s in this jazz fusion movement. Now, this chord itself is very simple. It's just one shape that you can alternate back and forth and move through different keys. Now, if we're in B flat, the chord is going to start with an A flat on the bottom, a C, and an F. Now that looks like a triad that we might already be familiar with. If you put it down one inversion, it's really like an F minor triad over B flat. Now that's almost the sound, but really to get that Herbie sound, we want to have the second inversion with the F on top. Now, what you heard me doing earlier was switching between two chords one whole step apart. So we're building the first chord off of A flat, and the second chord starts a whole step up on B flat. B flat, D, G. Try putting those chords together. Now, in context, it'll sound something like this. Now, you may have heard me go between the chords chromatically, and that's something you'll hear Herbie do a lot. All we're doing here is going up in half steps. So again, that's starting on A flat, going up to A as the root, and then up to B flat. So then in context, you get this sound. That really adds a lot of interest to this sort of riff that you can create. Now let's try it in some other keys. If we were playing a blues form with this sort of funky feel, we'd go up to the four chord, which would be E flat. Let's try it in E flat. Now, if E flat's our root, what note is it going to start on? An easy way to think about it is a note a whole step below the root. In E flat, that would be D flat. So if we're building the chord, again, it's this sort of minor triad in first inversion. In this case, it's sort of a B-flat minor triad. So our notes are D-flat, F, and B-flat. And a whole step up from that would be E-flat, G, and C. Let's try those two together. Now we can riff on that one for a little bit. And when you're comfortable with that, you can add in sort of the chromatic motion upwards. So let's put those two together. Missing in the form of a blues is our five chord. In the key of B flat, our five chord is going to be F. Now we could just use the normal transposition of the chord, going up from B flat to E flat to F, and our chord would look like a first inversion minor chord with E flat on the bottom, G and C. But let's change things up a little bit. Now what we can do is try a different inversion of this chord. And I might go down to here with an E flat on top. I like this combination of chords because when I go up to its partner chord a whole step up, it gives me sort of this F13 sound. Now all I did was take that same chord that we already learned and just use a different iteration of it, a different inversion. And this can work in all keys. So again, my F chord, my 5 chord, is going to look like this. So I've got, instead of E flat, I've got G on the bottom. G, C, E flat, A, D, F. If I wanted to go down to E flat, I could just transpose it down another whole step. And then that'll lead us back to our one chord of B flat. Now using these new chord voicings, let's play a blues in sort of a funky Herbie style. Here we go.